We'll just start off with injury and team news situation.
Alan Hutton won't be available for the next game. Carlos Sanchez is doubtful with a problem on hamstring, not in the same than the last one. Adama Traoré, of course, and Jordan Amavi are still out.
Is Abanlahor any closer or not?
He's training.
So, on the run at the moment, because you're 4 unbeaten, I mean, I know 2 of them against Wickham, but you always came into this looking for confidence and looking for belief. So, is there a lot more around the place now?
A lot more, I cannot say that, but there is more for sure, because we had these 4 points against very good teams, Palace and Leicester. Then this is good for the players, for the team, and I expect that we keep this momentum, we keep this way of playing, this way of fighting. You know, I expect not more than that, but for sure not less than that, because we should be able to do it again.
Mm-hmm. And is a local derby just what you need at the moment, or not what you need at the moment?
I mean, it's you know, it's a football game. Of course, I know a lot about derby, English derby as well, because when I played for Arsenal, I know that playing against Tottenham was very special. But then in France as well, between Lyon and Saint-Etienne, it's a huge derby that I played in every position as a player or manager for more than 20 times probably. I like this kind of game because I know that for the players it's very special, and it's different to before the game, but then when the game starts, you know, it's 11v11.
It's going to be a test of your spirit, isn't it, and your character?
Yes, of course, but as I told you, I expect my player to show the same character, the same determination to win that game and to try to do our best to get points, because we know now that we have only 16 games to play, to go, and for us we have no time now to waste. We respect a lot, of course, West Brom, because they are in a in a better position than us. They are playing home game, but you know, we are going to try to build and to keep the momentum we have currently.
I know you've already said in the past you'd be the last man to admit defeat, if you like, in terms of survival. Yeah. Are you in a situation, one more defeat, and that's more or less it, realistically, or not?
This is speculation. You want me before a game to speak about a defeat, you know? I cannot answer this question.
Now, what I meant is, overall, you want to win a game, but you know, let's be honest, unless you're going to win all of the games between now and the end of the season.
Until mathematically it will be possible, I will find it possible for us to do it. That's as simple as that.
In terms of the January window, one or two players have gone. Any news on players coming in, or indeed any more going out?
You know, in this period, I would like only to speak about things that are definitive and not speculation, and then I can speak about the player that have gone, but not the player that could come.
Don't know what that all means, actually. you're not really telling us any very much though, are you, Remy?
No, I'm not, but you know, my job is not to encourage speculation. My job is to try to signing players, and as you know, as I told you earlier, the situation where we are in make things more difficult to happen, but then hopefully they will happen.
From what the chairman and the chief executive has been saying this week, you don't have much money to play with in terms of buying players.
No, not too much, but you know, this is a situation that I respect. I'm very happy that the club has communicated about the situation, because it's important that everybody who loves this football club knows about the situation. And my job is only to be focused on how can we win the next game, how can we actually keep the spirit the team has shown the last 4 games or the last 2 Premier League games. This is the most important thing for me at the moment. I can only control 100% of that. I cannot control everything in the club.
But Remy, are you disappointed that you're going into a crucial period, perhaps, with the squad that you've inherited, give or take a couple of players that you might get in the next 10 days?
I'm not here to complain, to be fair. You know, in every club, every manager expects always to have more players, but then this is the job, and the job is also to accept a more global policy of the football club you are working for. You know, I have to respect that. And to be fair, I'm not disappointed. I'm just not spending my energy on things I cannot control. You know, I spend my energy on how can I do my team play better football and win games. You know, this is all what I'm focused about.
Realism rather than unnecessary optimism.
Yes, yes, you have to be realistic, but then let's say that the last two games really pleased me, the result, of course, but the way the players who were involved in that two games behaves, you know, and this is the most important for me. And the question is for me, how can they still playing in that way with this kind of spirit on the next game and to have more chance to get points.
If nobody does come in, does that make your job harder, trying to stay up? Because you have said already that, you know, you need new players. I know the club are trying, but if nothing happens, does it make it harder for you?
I recommended, my job is to assess the team and to recommend which areas could be improved for the team, for the club. But then I have to respect the final decision. You know, I've got a final say on the player that we could sign, but that once again I'm spending energy on what I can control, you know, and then let's see at the end of the transfer window, but hopefully we will sign players.
How do you and your team keep believing that you'll stay up? How do you do that when the league table staring at you every day and all the pundits and experts are already writing you off? How do you keep going?
Because we are professional and we have pride. I hope my players are proud to wear this shirt. And, you know, sometime in football, once again, you are in very difficult position, situation. But then this is where you see who is a man, who is not a man, you know. And complaining is so easy. I should say criticize also is very easy when you are outside, but then we are professional. I am professional. I love this football club. I love the league we are playing in, and I love the job, even if it's very difficult. You know, it's a passion for me. I try to transmit that to my players, and to be fair, I have the feeling that more and more players in my team receive this message.
What do you expect from West Bromwich Albion?
I mean, it's they will play home game for a derby. Then I'm expecting a very tough game for us. They will be full of energy, probably. They are in a better position than us in the table. Then they have it's a more comfortable situation. But then I expect no gift from them, of course. Normally, derby are games where it's very tight. Then we will have to be very concentrate and focus until the end.
If you start slowly like you did at Wickham, I mean, you won the game, but you started a little bit slowly. If you do that, you could find yourself behind. Is that something in your mind to get the team starting the game quickly?
Yes, of course. But, you know, I didn't ask my team to start slowly against Wickham, you know. I would expect, and I told you after the game, that we had a better start of the game, you know, with all the respect that I had for Wickham, and I have still the respect for that team. But of course, when you concede the first goal in a game, it's very difficult. It's a position that I don't want my team to be in, especially in the next game. Then we have to be careful on that, of course.